Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about during the Sfiras HaOmer, which is from the second day of Pesach all the way up to Shavuos. We count 49 days, also weeks, we count days. During that time period, we are noheg certain specific types of Avelus. And the question is, during what time periods are the minhagim to keep Avelus? We're not going to talk today about what are the signs, what are the halachas of Avelus we keep. That Omir Tzishim will start tomorrow. But we're simply going to talk about the various minhagim, or at least some of the minhagim, in when the Avelus is kept. We are going to start out with the famous Gemara in Yevama Sabach Beis Amud Beis that says as follows, 12,000 elef zugos talmidim hayu l'Rebbe Akiva. There were 12,000 sets of Talmidim, of students that Rabbi Akiva had. 12,000 sets means 24,000 students. The Kula Mesu Bein Pesach L'Atzeres, and all of them died between Pesach and Shavuos. Atzeres means Shavuos. Because they didn't show respect to one another. There are many explanations of that. We're not going to get into that. We are just going to focus on our question of the day. When are the minhage of Avelus? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says in Or HaChaim, Tav Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, we are noheg during these days. Mixas dine Avelus. Some halachas Avelus, certainly not all of the halachas Avelus. And as we'll see, Amir Tashem, starting tomorrow, that the Avelus, or the types of Avelus that we keep during the Sfiras HaOmer, that is going to be very limited. This is not the same as the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shavuot Shachalbo, that we have between Shiva Sar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Very different, very much more limited. Our question today is, so what are the days during the beginning of Pesach, second day of Pesach, all the way up until Shavuos, that we are noeg Avelus? There are a number of minhagim in this regards. For the most part, there is an accepted view that the deaths of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did not happen during the entire time between the second day of Pesach all the way up till Shavuos. Then in fact it was 34 days, maybe 33 days, as we'll talk about shortly. So the first minhag we'll discuss is that of the Shulchan Aruch, who is of the view that the Ptiros, the passing away of the Talmidim, lasted 34 days. And accordingly, the minhagim of Avelus are kept from the beginning of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, all the way up until Lad BaOmer. Not Lag BaOmer, but the day after Lag BaOmer. That's the 34th day of the Omer. And it starts in the morning. So starting from the morning of Lamed Dalet BaOmer, the Avelus would end because of Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Because there's a concept that we have and is very prominent in its use in the halachas of Avelus, that a partial day or a small part of a day is considered to be an entire day. So accordingly, if somebody sits Avelus, for example, there is a kfura at the Beis HaKfaras, it's right before Shkia, and the Avelim just sit very quickly, even at the cemetery, that will count as an entire first day. Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, even for the few seconds you just sat at the Beis HaKfaros and you got it in before Shkia, before sunset, that will count for an entire day. And the same thing at the end of the Shiva, that if that is actually the minhag, that right after Shacharis, the Avelim get up. They get up from their Avelus, even though they don't keep the entire seventh day. Just a little bit of it, we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. So accordingly, the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch is that on the 24th day of the Omer, 34th day of the Omer, the day after Lag BaOmer, in the morning after Nates, after sunrise, the minhagim of Avelu will end then. Minhag number two is that of the Ramah, that you don't wait till Lamed Dalet BaOmer, but only until Lag BaOmer. That is the 33rd day of the Omer. In the morning again, after Nates Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, that is when the Minhagim of Avelus end. So that's Minhag number two. Minhag number one, Shulchan Aruch up until Lamed Dalet BaOmer. Minhag number two, the Ramah up until Lag BaOmer. Minhag number three gets a little bit more complicated, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died all the way between Pesach and up until Shavuos, the entire time, but with the exception of 16 days. And those are the 16 days we do not say Tachanun. So those are going to be the 7 days of Pesach and also Isru Chag. That's going to be 8. And then 6 Shabboses and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and 1 day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I think that adds to 16. And accordingly, when we when we take away 16 days from the entire 49 days that we're counting, 49 days of the Omer, we're left with 33 days. So in fact, there are those who are noheg to keep those 33 days, just like Lag BaOmer, that would be counting from the beginning of the Sfiras Omer up until Lag BaOmer. There are those that are noheg to count those days, what we would call the second part of the Omer. So they may start from Rosh Chodesh of ER, some are noheg to start from the first day, some are noheg to count from the second day of ER, and that would be the second, quote-unquote, second part of the Sfiras Omer, even though there's a lot of overlap in the first part and the second part. So that would be minhag number three, and there are other minhagim as well. For example, the minhagim of the Yar, the minhag of the Yarizal, he is the most machmir in this, that the minhagim of Avelut, they don't only track the petiros, the passing away of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that would be 33 days or 34 days, but al pi Kabbalah, we have the entire time period between Pesach up until Shavuos is a takana. We are metaken, we are fixing the cheta egel, and accordingly we are noheg the minhagi of Avelu not to take haircuts this entire time up until Erev Shavuos. That's the pre-Eitz Chaim says up until Erev Shavuos. You're going to go the entire time between Pesach up until the last day, right before Erev Pesach. Everyone's getting haircuts then. And there are those who keep it the same, but not up until Erev Shavuos, but Erev Shavuos, which is the 48th day of the Omer. That's the Minchas Alazar. So there we have it in a nutshell. Some people are noheg like the Shulchan Aruch. Svarim are noheg like the Shulchan Aruch up until the 34th day of the Omer. Next, some people are noheg like the Rama up until the 33rd day of the Omer. Some are noheg maybe throughout, based on the minhag that we brought, all of the days, except the 16 that we don't say tachnun. Could be, I don't know if anyone's knowing that way. And also, because of that minhag of counting, there were 33 days that they passed away, even though it wasn't consecutive. Some people have the 33 days, and they keep the second part of the Omer, and the minhag of the Arizal, keeping the entire time period. So various minhagim, and there are others as well. We're just bringing some of them, then different ways to compute them. Bottom line here is people have to keep one of them, one of those minhagim. Now, it's interesting to note, the Ramah says that when you have one city, everyone should know Hague the same way. They should keep the same minhag because of the concern of Lotis Godadu. Lotis Godadu is the concern that it's going to look like we have different minhagim. We have two different Torahs. Some people are keeping this minhag, some people are keeping that minhag, two Torahs or more. Multiple minhagim in the same city. So the Ramah says everyone has to keep the same minhag. But truth be told, the Igros Moshe tells us that nowadays, the only time we would have such an issue of Lotzis Kadadu by keeping different minhagim in this regard is if you have a city that everyone is adherent to one Rav, there's one chief rabbi that everyone adheres to, there's one shul and everyone davens there. So that would be a time of Lotzis Kadadu. But in our cities that we have large communities and multiple shuls and multiple rabbanim, that is not the situation that we had at the time of the Ramah, that it was a shtetl and everyone lived and fewer people, and maybe there was a rav paskening for everyone, there was one shul, everyone would adhere. That's not the situation nowadays. So it's not a problem. Lotzis Kadadu, people keep different and conflicting minhagim, not a problem nowadays for the most part. And it's interesting to note that even in a place that there is not, in a place that there's no set minhag, people are able to choose each year a different minhag. It's not that you have to be consistent each and every year to do the same thing. Some years you can do the first part of Sfira, some years you can do the second part of Sfira. It doesn't matter. We don't need consistency in this. So there's not going to be a Lotzis Kadadu on a communal level, and an individual can choose different minhagim on different years. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow we'll have the critical question, complicated questions. We've been talking about when do we keep the minhagim of Avelus? And tomorrow's question is, so what are those specific minhagim of Avelus that we have to adhere to during the Sfiras HaOmer when we do keep those minhagim of Avelus? So stay tuned for tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Good morning. Chag Sameach.